You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We are brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you are interested in helping find a cure for type 1 diabetes, check out jdrf.org and make a donation of any amount. It would be greatly appreciated. And to show our thanks, just shoot us a screenshot saying that you donated. Tell us what movie you want us to cover on the show. We will watch it and we will do an episode just for you. I am the host of this show. My name is Dan, and you are listening to the first ever installment of Free Fridays. So Free Fridays was based on the idea that I wanted to share recommendations of content on Tubi. So Tubi, which is T-U-B-I, is a free streaming service that if you don't have it, go download it right now. There's so many great movies on there, and it is literally free, no cost at all. And to promote Tubi, not because they pay me, but because I want it to continue to be a thing, I decided, why don't I drop recommendations once a week on the show and give people ideas about things that they can watch on there. I went on Instagram and I posted a poll asking you guys if you wanted me to attach this to the end of existing episodes, if you wanted me to do this like once a month where I do like four or five recommends, or if you wanted me to do it once a week as a mini episode. And the mini episode version won, so that's what we're doing. If you guys hate it, let me know. If you love it, let me know. Shoot me a DM at The Movie Cellar on Instagram or Facebook, or an email at themovieseller@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. So I am calling this Free Fridays because I'm extending it beyond Tubi. If there are other streaming services that have free content, then I will mention those as well. I know there's like Pluto TV and Roku TV are a couple other channels that you don't have to subscribe to. Roku might require you to have a Roku or have a Roku TV, so I don't know if that counts officially, but you know, I just didn't want to paint myself into a box and say only Tubi, even though Tubi is like the best of the best. Also, I thought I would start dropping some recommendations on podcasts that I listen to, which are also free, so those can also roll into Free Fridays. So without further ado, I'm going to give you my recommendation for the week on Tubi. And this I recently noticed is on their list of things leaving soon. So if you're listening to this, I'm releasing this on January 26, 2024. So if you're listening to it around the release time, definitely go watch this movie before it's gone. And if you're listening in the future, hey, still go check it out because maybe they've brought it back around. Who knows? But the movie is from 2019, and it is called Queen and Slim. It stars Daniel Kaluuya and Jodie Turner-Smith, and they are essentially like a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. They are people of color, and they end up in a difficult situation, we'll say, with law enforcement, and so they have to go on the run to try to get away from the police, and they have many adventures along their journey to try to, I think they're trying to get to like Cuba or something like that, but they have a bunch of adventures. They meet a bunch of really interesting characters. And it's this great, like, epic journey kind of movie, but with a really unique modern twist and, you know, with something of social importance to kind of say. So if you know, I didn't really know Queen, played by Jodie Turner-Smith. I don't really know Jodie Turner-Smith, but Daniel Kaluuya, which I hope I'm saying his name right. I'm probably not, and I apologize for that. But if you're a fan of Jordan Peele, you will definitely remember him starring roles in things like Get Out and Nope. And he's been in a bunch of other stuff. He's a fantastic actor. It's a great movie, and it is deep, and it is really entertaining at the same time, which is a difficult combination, but they do it really, really well. And it was one of those movies that really took me by surprise. I threw it on not expecting a whole lot, just because I hadn't heard a whole lot about it, and was really blown away, very impressed. So Queen and Slim, it's on Tubi, at least for the time being. Go check it out and let me know what you think of it. All right. Next, I'm going to talk about some podcasts, some recent episodes of some shows that I love. The first I'll mention is Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. This past Friday, so about a week ago from when I released this, Dave releases his shows Friday nights. So if I talk about them on here, it will probably be the morning after, like a full week later, but before he releases his next show that week, if that makes any sense. He had a dude on there this week who goes by Boston 2% or something along those lines. Dude wrote this gigantic book called Fire and Ice, The Meth Bible, where he just goes through his crazy journey as a meth addict, and the things that he believes were happening to him and are happening to him. He had a very spiritual angle to things, something that personally doesn't speak to me, but I think it's an interesting, it was a really interesting story. He had really, high energy on the show, and more importantly, Dave also had on a longtime friend of Dopey, Don. And Don has been in and out of recovery and in and out of the, Dopey Nation and the show. So it was great to hear from Don, and hoping for nothing but the best for him in his continued effort, to stay sober and to be in recovery. So next I want to talk about the Struggling Artist podcast, which is hosted by our good friend Trev Allen. This past week he had a really cool band on the show, and they allowed him to release a song, which they do. Like, a lot of his episodes are like that, and the episodes end with a song that they've allowed him to share. The band's called Miracle Blood. And they are a punk band based out of Boston. Really, really cool stuff. I would call it like experimental punk. I think they might call it noise punk, which is also probably really fitting. It's sort of like is near that hardcore punk territory, but it's a little more fun, a little more dancey and upbeat. Anyway, they were cool guys. A couple of the dudes from the band came. So that's always fun, too, when it's not just one member of the band and the lead singer or whatever, but you get a more well-rounded perspective when it's a few of the band members coming in and talking about things, talking about their influences, talking about the formation of the band, and how they write stuff together and what their plans are. Struggling Artist is a super fun show. We love Trev, and this week was a really great episode, so check that out. Miracle Blood. And next up, I want to talk about the last podcast on the left. Their episode that they dropped last week was about like cryptid towns. So basically like towns that have sort of built themselves around, their economy or whatever around a cryptid. Think of something like, I think it's Point Pleasant, West Virginia, who's sort of like their entire economy is based around Mothman tourism. So they had some really cool cryptids on there in the towns that, call themselves home to those cryptids. But I gotta say, guys, you left out the great town of Westbrook, Maine, and our cryptid Wessie. Wessie was a snake that somebody let out of. It was a pet snake that someone let out of, let out into the wild. I don't know if it was a python or a boa or something. It was really big, really, really big snake. and no one ever found it, but there have been sightings of it. You know, it apparently has been swimming through the river. It's killed some animals. Someone found a skin, a really gigantic skin. And so, we like to believe that Wessie's still out there and found some warm hole in the ground to get through the winter, and is able to come out in the spring and feed on some small animals and continue to haunt the woods and the rivers of Westbrook, Maine. I will say we have not built our entire economy around Wessie, but there is a great little like bar / arcade like / drag facility. Is that what you call it? Like, they do drag shows there. It's called Wessie's Den, which is a really cool place here in Westbrook, and they've named themselves after, obviously, Wessie, our local cryptid that we love dearly. So anyway, that's the story of Wessie. That's the episode of last podcast this week. Definitely check that out if you're a cryptid fan. And that's it for the episode. Trying to keep these short and sweet and to the point. A couple things I'll say before I go. One is let me know what you think if you're into these, because I want to, you know, try to keep this going. And I want to make something that you guys enjoy, and I want to know what you guys think of the stuff I recommend. So if I mention a movie on Tubi and you get a chance to watch it, let me know if you liked it or hated it. If you check out any of these podcasts, let me know, or let them know that we sent you. And lastly, if you have any good recommends for things that are free, you know, that means, you know, no Netflix, no Prime, no Hulu, no services you have to pay for, but truly free streaming services that have good content on them. Let us know about that good content. I'll definitely, when I give that recommendation, I will make sure that your name is attached to it so that you get the credit for sharing that with us, and we will all be super grateful. So yeah, shoot us an email or drop us a message on social media, which we mentioned earlier in the show. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope you watch some cool movies. Hope you listen to some great podcasts. And we will be back on Tuesday with our first sort of we're going to make this into a series. We're calling it Director Spotlight. So we did do one on Ramiro a couple years ago. But that was a three-parter. We're going to tighten this up a little bit. So we're just doing one part. We're going to try to keep it to about an hour. And we're going to talk about a bunch of cool directors in that series. I'm doing this first one this week. And then I've got some friends that you will recognize their voices that have asked if they could come on and do some director spotlights on some filmmakers that they also love. So I'm excited for that show to drop on Tuesday. I'm excited to know what you guys think. I'm excited about, you know, the show just kind of getting some new fire under it. Me getting some new creative fire going feels good to me. And I have enough content to get us through at least the first couple months of the year. And I'm really, really hoping, you know, my goal is I want to release, you know, an episode a week for the entire year of 2024, and really hoping that will get the momentum going to really make this show a constant thing that I can do, because I love doing it and I love talking to all my friends. I love all the connections that I've made, and I want to keep that going. And if you guys want to keep listening, you know, then I'd greatly appreciate it. And anyway, have a great weekend. I've gone on and on, which I tried not to do. But anyway, I'm done. Bye.